A Gathering of Sages. With all the Hollywood depictions of sentimental love so prevalent in our mechanized society, many of us have difficulty understanding the true meaning of spiritual love. We have little opportunity to go beyond a bodily relationship or to view others as anything but extensions of ourselves. These approaches to love are so pervasive that they even affect our attitude toward God. We have a tendency to think of the Lord as someone who can fulfill our personal desires, and so we have no interest in serving Him selflessly in an unmotivated, unconditional way. The Srimad Bhagavatam, an ancient and extremely sacred Vedic scripture, describes an assembly of yogis and great mystics from many different paths who assembled long ago in a force in India known as Nashrimaranya. They came together to address the question, what is the highest human activity? These yogis were eager to discover the most expedient processes for attaining the highest level of spiritual development. They were prepared to stay together and ponder the questions for years if necessary until they could come to some satisfactory conclusion. Despite the fact that they came from many different traditions, they all shared the common goal of wanting to experience the great spiritual truths. In the midst of this gathering appeared one very unusual pure devotee of the Lord by the name of Suta Goswami. He was so oblivious to the material world that he wore no clothes, and he was so profoundly entranced with thoughts of the Lord that people thought he was a madman. Despite his appearance, the sages at the assembly understood that this strange person was an extraordinarily great spiritual being. The seekers at the assembly had a deep level of sincerity. In any spiritual gathering, the sincerity of the speakers and that of the audience are extremely important. This extraordinary being was completely selfless and unmotivated. He did not come to the assembly to impress anyone, nor did he come under any particular protocol. He simply wandered into the environment where he found the yogis determined to know the truth and ready to perform any ritual, practice, or study that might help them discover it. What eventually emerged from that meeting was the understanding that spirituality is never a matter of one creed or dogma versus another. The wandering sage did not dwell on such temporary conceptions, nor did he imply that one teaching was higher than any other. Instead, he spoke of the importance of knowledge, service, and love of God beyond any externals, explaining that love and service form the true foundations for self-realization. When we love God unconditionally, we do not pray for relief from anxiety, distress, or frustration. Such prayers are not indicative of high-level devotion. Instead, we need to learn how to share our love by offering unmotivated, uninterrupted service.